Welcome, welcome back. We're going to pray with some scriptures today and ask for plenary indulgences after we pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions on this most holy day for Christians throughout the world, Palm or Passion Sunday. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Today, come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come, then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did. In the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. The beautiful Psalm 115 is our first prayer after the Pope's monthly intentions. Let us pray that the use of the new technologies will not replace human relationships, will respect the dignity of the person, and will help us face the crises of our times. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God. Release us from pain and suffering, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Save our souls, first of all. Blessed be you, Lord God, who in Christ, the perfect and sinless one, always loving, never unjust, we have everything. Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You care for us. Amen. The blood of Christ washes away our sins and makes us worthy to serve the living God. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. For the sake of your love and your truth, lest the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel, with their feet they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He remembers us and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Aaron. He will bless the sons of Israel. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those who go down into the silence, but we who live bless the Lord, now and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator and Ruler of heaven and earth, you made man in your likeness to subdue the earth and master it and to recognize the work of your hands in created beauty. Grant that your children, thus surrounded on all sides by signs of your presence, may come to live continually in Christ, praising you through him and with him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pray for us, release us from suffering and misery. Please help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The blood of Christ washes away our sins and makes us worthy to serve the living God. God, Christ bore our sins in his own body on the cross so that we might die to sin and be alive to all that is good. 1 Peter 2. The willing acceptance of his passion by Christ, the servant of God. Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong, no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned to no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us, dead to sin, could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you were healed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ bore our sins in his own body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and be alive to all that is good. Alleluia, salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. Alleluia, sing praise to our God, all you his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia, the Lord our all-powerful God is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. What am I doing? That's for Easter. I must just be going through the book. Sorry about that. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. My brothers, it was to us that this message of salvation was set forth. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their rulers failed to recognize him, and in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets which we read Sabbath after Sabbath. Even though they found no charge against him which deserved death, they begged Pilate to have him executed. Once they had thus brought about all that had been written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. Yet God raised him from the dead. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. Because by your cross you have redeemed the world, we praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O Christ, we praise you. It is written, I will strike the shepherd, and his flock shall be scattered. But when you have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see me, says the Lord. My spirit, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It is written, I will strike the shepherd, and his flock will be scattered. But when I have risen, I shall go before you into Galilee. There you shall see me, says the Lord. The Savior of mankind, by dying destroyed death, and by rising again restored life. Let us humbly ask him, sanctify your people redeemed by your blood. Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection. May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us. Look with love on those who suffer because of our indifference. Come to their aid and turn our uncaring hearts to works of justice and charity. You humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give us who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance. Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into your fellowship. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. Make us your disciples. We pray for Henry's financial issues and his intentions. We pray that Bill will be set free from pain of all types and for his intentions, begging you, Lord, for the sake of your mercy, to set him and those who are suffering like him free from pain this Divine Mercy Sunday. We pray for a greater recognition of your grace, which is your divine mercy, in our hearts and our churches, and for the propagation of the divine mercy message and devotion with all of the grace it brings. We pray that Blessed Carlos Acutis' intercession may trigger a revolution of compassion and hope among our youth. Pray that he will be the turning point in the spiritual warfare and ultimately help us evangelize and even bring back all the youth, showing them the beacon of hope in the church. Pray for all struggling families. I'm sure I'm forgetting something. Oh yes, someone brought me a young man who just was admitted to the hospital. We pray for God to guide the doctors to protect this young man and help him to overcome this health condition and return safely for Easter. Sanctify, and we pray for Father Rob and for Father Vili and Father Jim. Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood. Gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And from the evil one. Almighty ever-living God, you have given the human race Jesus Christ our Savior as a model of humility. He fulfilled your will by becoming man and giving his life on the cross. Help us to bear witness to you by following his example of suffering, and make us worthy to share in his resurrection. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. We're going to just go on to, before the plenary indulgence, final blessing, which of course you can give at any time. But we're only 14 minutes in, and really half hour is regulation. Not that I am like super strict about that. But we just want to read some more reflection on the Word of God in the form of the Our Father petitions. So we left off on thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And really, I can't resist the office of readings because it's perfect and it kind of goes into Christ's example for that, just briefly. So again, the commandment of love one another as I have loved you that Christ gives us summarizes all the others. But briefly, the Holy Spirit says through the preacher to the Hebrews, But those sacrifices that came only, there came only a yearly recalling of sins, because it was impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, on coming into the world, Jesus said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight in. Then I said, as it is written of me in the book, 'I have come to do your will, O God.'" First he says, sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the prescriptions of the law. Then he says, "I have come to do your will." In other words, he takes away the first covenant to establish the second. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Every other priest stands ministering day after day and offering again and again those same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are placed beneath his footstool, his feet. By one offering he has forever perfected those who are being sanctified. The Holy Spirit attests this to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant I make with them, after these days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds," he also says, "their sins and their transgressions I will remember no more." Once these have been forgiven, there is no further offering for sin. So that's actually one of the scriptural drivers that's cited here in this catechism paragraph here. Another is John's Gospel. Jesus says, "I always do what is pleasing to him." Another would actually be Jesus struggling with this will in the Garden of Gethsemane, because it's just beautiful, you know, the patristic fathers focused a lot on Christology, and they wanted to know how Jesus could have a human heart or a human willing power. You know, if he's God and he's fully divine, wouldn't he, you know, be totally in accord with God automatically? But he has this horrifying revulsion at being, at the humiliation and the suffering, and that's what the patristic fathers say, the Garden of Gethsemane. Yeah, it's recapitulating the Garden of Eden and everything, but it's really about Jesus bringing his will, his human heart, his human will, through prayer, through the mystical revelation, through the suffering, that horrible agony, bringing his will into alignment with God, the Father's will. So it's about freedom. You know, how do we search for God's will? Do we do what I used to do and just like, okay, I sent up a prayer and now expect it to be done for me automatically, or God to speak to me like a locution or something? Or are we willing to be patient, to kneel down, and to use our freedom? Because that's what it's all about. That's what theologians say it's all about. That's what Benedict XVI and John Paul II preached most of the time about, is like, how are you going to use your freedom responsibly? Because it's a high call to be a child of God. Anyway, that's also what the Catechism talked about under that petition. So it also talks about what I just said, discerning the will of God, obtaining the endurance to do it. And now we're going to go to the one before. Thy kingdom come. Petition 2. In the New Testament, the word basileia can be translated by kingship, abstract noun, kingdom, concrete noun, or reign, abstract noun. The kingdom of God lies ahead of us. It is brought near in the word incarnate. It is proclaimed throughout the whole gospel. And it has come in Christ's death and resurrection. The kingdom of God has been coming since the Last Supper. And in the Eucharist, it is in our midst. The kingdom will come in glory when Christ hands it over to his Father. It may be that the kingdom of God means Christ himself, whom we daily desire to come, and whose coming we wish to be manifested quickly to us. For as he is our resurrection, since in him we rise, so he can also be understood as the kingdom of God. For in him we shall reign. That's a quote from St. Cyprian. This petition, the Church tells us, is Maranatha, the cry of the Spirit and the Bride. Come, Lord Jesus. even if it had not been prescribed to pray for the coming of the kingdom, we would willingly have brought forth this speech, eager to embrace our hope. In indignation, the souls of the martyrs under the altar cry out to the Lord. This is a quote, O Sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell upon the earth? For their retribution is ordained for the end of the world. Indeed, as soon as possible, Lord, may your kingdom come. That one's a quote from Tertullian. In the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come refers primarily to the final coming of the reign of God through Christ's return. But far from distracting the church from her mission in this present world, this desire commits her to it all the more urgently, strongly. Since Pentecost, the coming of that reign is the work of the Spirit of the Lord, who completes his work on earth and brings us the fullness of grace. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The end time in which we live is the age of the outpouring of the Spirit. Ever since Pentecost, a decisive battle has been joined between the flesh and the Spirit. Only a pure soul can boldly say, Thy kingdom come. Only one who has heard Paul say, Let us not sin. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, and has purified itself in action, thought, and word, will say to God, Thy kingdom come. That one Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, Catechesis. By discernment according to the Spirit, Christians have to distinguish between the growth of the reign of God and the progress of the culture and society in which they are involved. This distinction is not a separation. Man's vocation to eternal life does not suppress, but actually reinforces his duty to put into action in this world the energies and means received from the Creator to serve justice and peace. This petition is taken up and granted in the prayer of Jesus, which is present and effective in the Eucharist. It bears its fruit in new life in keeping with the Beatitudes. So let us pray. Father God, I offer you my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the good of the soul that you've chosen to bless in purgatory. I'm sorry for all my sins. May this be done in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.